The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John, in his prison, had heard what Christ was doing, and he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or have we got to wait for someone else?" Jesus answered, "Go back and tell John what you hear and see. The blind see again, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised to life, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. And happy is the man who does not lose faith in me." As the messengers were leaving, Jesus began to talk to the people about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swaying in the breeze? No. Then what did you go out to see? A man wearing fine clothes? Oh no. Those who wear fine clothes are to be found in palaces. Then what did you go out for? To see a prophet? Yes. I tell you, I'm much more than a prophet. He is the one of whom Scripture says, 'Look, I am going to send my messenger before you. He will prepare your way before you.' I tell you solemnly, of all the children born of women, a greater than John the Baptist has never been seen. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is." The Gospel of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. These are the words in the opening antiphon, the introit, of today's Holy Mass. In Latin it is Gaudete in Domino Semper. Iterum dico Gaudete. Dominus enim proper est. Today we celebrate the third Sunday of Advent, also known as Gaudete Sunday, named after these first word of the introit. Traditionally, the liturgical color is rose or pink, not purple, violet or black, as would be more appropriate for the rest of Advent, nor is it yet white, as would be appropriate for Christmas. The period of Advent is partly one of repentance, a period where we look at ourselves with a view to the coming of Christ. Now, having come halfway through this period of Advent, we can now relax for a bit, enjoy our achievements, before we go full ahead to the final weeks of Advent that results in Christmas. Last week, we heard that people were going to the River Jordan to confess their sins, repent and receive forgiveness from God, and were baptized by John the Baptist. Today, we are told, John the Baptist is in his prison. Do you remember why John had been thrown into prison? Well, John had spoken out in favor of traditional marriage, which landed him in prison, and as we know, will later cost him his head. For Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had been telling him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Speaking out in favor of one of the sacraments of the church, holy matrimony, cost John the Baptist his freedom and his head, as indeed happened in this country to John Fisher and Thomas More when they resisted the king, Henry VIII, on the question of dissolving his marriage. On the king's orders, they were executed in 1535. Their statues are in the back of the church. Would this happen today? Well, we heard this week that our government, fearing electoral damage, is going to fast-track the same-sex marriage bill, like Herod feared the people. Speaking out in favor of the sacrament of holy matrimony as defined by the Church, but soon to be changed in law, may not result in having our head chopped off, but it certainly will result in the loss of freedom for some, if not many people, and others may find themselves dismissed from their job or forced to act against their faith. Is it possible in those circumstances, as indeed John the Baptist, John Fisher, and Thomas More found themselves, still to be joyful? To be joyful, or to rejoice, in the Latin gaudere, is used in several papal documents, the latest being Evangelii Gaudium, the apostolic exhortation of Pope Francis. The Holy Father states in the beginning that joy cannot and is not expressed in the same way as we endure great suffering, when life is hard and difficult, but we are encouraged nevertheless to rejoice. To rejoice in the good news, the gospel of the coming of Christ as our Savior. To rejoice in the birth of Christ. But how can this be? The answer, of course, comes from Jesus himself. When John, bound in prison, wants to know whether Jesus is indeed the Messiah, Jesus answered, "Go back and tell John what you hear and see." Actions speak louder than words. And so speaks Jesus to us, by accounts of his actions, by eyewitnesses. The gospel developed from the oral tradition handed over to the written word of God that forms the Bible. The joy of this is endless. It is a joy that provides consolation in bad times. It is a joy that gives us encouragement when the going is tough. It is a joy that helps us to reach out to God when things become humanly impossible. A joy evident in the letter of St. Thomas More, written as a prisoner in the Tower of London to his daughter Margaret. It is the promise of eternal life with God in his kingdom. This is what Jesus means when he states, "The least in the kingdom of heaven," and that is hopefully all of us, "will be greater than John the Baptist." So take courage. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near.